for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A rendezvous in the White House Situation Room failed to bring Democrats and President Trump any closer on funding for a border wall. Incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Democrats want to end the 12-day-old government shutdown.
We're asking the president to open up government. We are giving him a Republican path to do that.
It was supposed to be a briefing on border security. Kevin McCarthy will be the minority leader when Democrats assume control of the House on Thursday.
I was a little disappointed with, I would say, some on the other side. They wouldn't, once the secretary started, the Senator Schumer interrupted her, and they really didn't want to hear it.
Another meeting has been set for Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
An incoming senator is taking heat for being critical of President Trump. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Mitt Romney, in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post, applauded many of President Trump's policy achievements, but said, with the nation so divided, presidential leadership and character is indispensable. And Romney said that's where Trump's shortfall is most glaring. The president tweeting a response saying, here we go with Mitt Romney, but so fast. Question will be, is he a flake? I hope not. He's referring there to outgoing U.S. Republican Senator Jeff Flake, who was often critical of President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police in Los Angeles arrested a man they say burglarized Hollywood homes, including those of celebrities. He cased the homes while he was pretending to be a potential buyer or real estate agent. Investigators seized more than 2,000 items from the man worth several million dollars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some drug makers are ignoring President Trump's warning about drug prices. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Nearly 30 drug makers have taken steps to raise prices of their medicines in January. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is a Fox Business medical contributor. She makes sense of this and if you can expect your prices to be heading up for those drugs.
Well, let me tell you, that depends on the insurance companies and the pharmacy benefit managers. Because what happens, the drug companies, they'll increase these list prices, but they also increase the rebates that they send out as well. So the insurance company, they can either trickle down that savings to their patients, or they can have the patients pay more out of pocket through their copays or their deductibles. So it's not always a nefarious drug manufacturers. You also have to take into account the profitability of the insurance companies and the pharmacy benefit managers. There's a lot of profitability before you see any sort of patient savings.
The high-resolution pictures of Ultima Thule show it resembles the shape of a snowman. The two pieces are believed to be held together by gravity. New Horizons geology team leader Jeff Morris says it's a remnant from the earliest days of our solar system.
These are what's the only remaining basic building blocks in the backyard of the solar system. We can see that everything else that we live on or see through our telescopes or visit with our spacecraft were formed from.
Mission managers say it will revolutionize the knowledge base for planetary science. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.